Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Town. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
Hey, first time I haven't stepped on Jalen Reed right there. Good job, Sean. Happy Wednesday to all of you. Nice to be with you. Welcome in. We appreciate you getting up with us. We're with you till 10 a.m. this morning. I am Sean Pendergast. He is Seth Payne. Seth, we've got a choice here. We got a decision to make out of the shoot.
Is this whether we're gonna exercise the option to release Brendan Rodgers?
No.
Jack him up home run hitter Brendan Rodgers.
Kind of. Okay. A reminder for everybody: we have Nick Caserio coming on at 7:30 today. The choice we have is: do we talk about yet another super boring Astros game last night, or do we share with the audience this breaking news that there is a wide receiver on the move in the NFL?
I guess we have to break the news.
I'll let you spin the wheel on this one. What do you feel like talking about here right now?
But we have to break the news. Okay. You just teased it. If people don't get the news and they haven't heard it already, they're going to go check social media.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so here's the bit of breaking news. Apparently, George Pickens is on the move, wide receiver for the Pittsburgh Steelers. This is according to Adam Schefter of ESPN, who's up early breaking news for you, the people. ESPN sources, Dallas and Pittsburgh are working to finalize a trade that will send George Pickens to the Cowboys in exchange for draft pick compensation. The trade is expected to be finalized today. So you take the mercurial personality and the pretty damn good skills of George Pickens and drop him down into that stew up in Dallas up there.
It's the best place for a guy
Absolutely.
Like George Pickens is in Dallas,
Absolutely.
Where he can really be a star and be as distracted as possible.
Spread his wings, yes.
Just have a lot of people fuel all kinds of negativity on social media and what have you.
Yeah.
The Steelers, I think, look, they've broken character and broken their mold over the past decade in terms of just paying wide receivers and their own free agents and what have you.
Yeah.
George Pickens is in the fourth year of his deal. I'm sure that he's expecting a renegotiation here at some point soon.
His agent, as Schefter just points out, Seth, his agent is David Mulligetta.
Yeah. Mulligetta.
Continue. Yes.
Old settle for what seems fair and reasonable, Mulligetta.
Yep.
Yes.
So continue with your thought. I just wanted to throw
the
that
fun
in.
Thing about this is the Cowboys are notorious, as they're doing with Micah Parsons right now, and kicking the can down the road.
Oh, yeah.
So I wonder, without any details of a new contract or anything emerging, there might still be drama. You might have drama on two fronts, both offensive and defensive, in Dallas this offseason. Between whether George Pickens demands to get paid and he ain't showing up until he gets paid, or Micah Parsons, who's been, like, aside from Micah Parsons saying goofy Micah Parsons stuff at times, he's been relatively quiet in agitating for any kind of a new contract.
I haven't heard him say anything about the contract. He just says weird things, but
he said, he hints at things a little bit here and there, but by and large, he's been pretty quiet about it. So, yeah, Jerry Jones, long known for just waiting and waiting and waiting, trades for a receiver who might be thinking, okay, I got traded. I'm getting a new contract, right?
Right.
We don't have any compensation yet, do we?
No, just draft compensation. It sounds like the deal's not done. They're going to work on it. It's going to get finalized sometime today. So what? Take a guess. What? Like, I don't know. Like, what? Probably for Pickens? For a Pickens that you would have to pay at some point here? Like a two, maybe? Something like that? I don't know. You know, there was a time where wide receivers getting moved not all that long ago, there was, you know, there'd have to be a one involved. And Pickens is really talented, but he's played on teams with bad quarterback.
Right. And SpotTrack estimates 4 years, $94.3 million. That
for
would
an
be
extension
the,
for
the
him?
The deal that, yeah, that
okay.
Pickens would have gotten with the Steelers if they had chosen to.
Okay.
Yahoo Sports says $25.7 million per year.
Okay, that's in the Nico Collins neighborhood. That's about what Nico makes. I like Nico better than I like George Pickens.
That would be a 4 year $108 million contract. So anywhere between 94.3 and 108 million are the estimates that I've seen.
There you go. All right. So Dallas gets some wide receiver help. Pickens and CeeDee Lamb, that's a pretty damn nice pairing of wide receivers for Dak Prescott there.
It is. No, but it's super interesting just because Jerry Jones has been crying poverty over and over again about how it's so hard. It's just so hard to pay, all these guys, a quarterback, a wide receiver, and a defensive end. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I can do that. But let's bring on in a $27 million a year wide receiver while we're at it. Yes,
well, and we'll get to the Astros here in a second, but that is some breaking news. I do wonder, like, if the Cowboys looking around the division, and Jerry, I think, just looks around the division and, you know, like, just kind of stares like Michael Orr looking at the balloons in the blind side probably. But maybe the people who are still, you know, mentally kind of attached to things in the building there, Stephen Jones and maybe Will McClay, the guy who really runs things for their personnel department, they may be looking around that division and say, God, we got to do something. You got the defending Super Bowl champions in that division. You got the team that they beat to get to the Super Bowl, Washington, in that division. Like, the two teams that participated in the NFC title game are in your division, and the other team, the Giants, are making big moves of themselves of trading for a quarterback, drafting Abdul Carter, drafting Cam Scadabo, all these things. The mentally attached people in the building there may be going, we got to start doing some things here. You know what I mean?
They got to start doing some things, and then I think also this might be a hint that, okay, they definitely don't have any plans for Micah Parsons in the long term. So let's say George Pickens got $27 million a year. Then it's not a top five contract, but it's still a very lucrative wide receiver
And that's
contract.
A lot devoted to one position because CeeDee Lamb is making $30-plus million.
Right. Yeah. And but the upside, I mean, it feels crazy to say that $27 million per year might have a lot of upside there. Pickens is a guy he's only had 1,000-yard receiving season.
Yeah.
But he averages 16.3 yards per reception.
Yeah.
And he's been playing with bad and or middling or inconsistent and old quarterbacks.
Kenny Pickett, Russell Wilson.
Career.
He was drafted in the same draft they drafted Kenny Pickett in 2022.
I bet this jacks Dak Prescott's MVP odds up immediately, I would imagine.
Maybe. Yeah, it'll help him put up
Get
numbers.
Him now, Sean. Buy now. Buy now before they move.
Get in on that stock, yes. Before the tariffs hit Dak Prescott. So that's the breaking news early this morning. The news from last night is yet another game for the Astros that just feels like 2.5 hours that you'd love to have back at the end of the night. You know,
they're so freaking boring.
Yeah.
and you know what, too? I'm getting a little tired of the pitchers only making it entertaining for one inning, really.
Right.
Okay, Wesneski, you have a hard go of it. But it's in the first inning. I'm almost mad that he reeled it back in.
Yeah.
He reeled it back in, and he gets four innings for you. But, like, he had a miserable first inning.
Yeah.
He, after 10 days off, his velocity improved a little bit because they thought he needed some rest. But it's still down off of his season average. And largely, it takes him – how many pitches did it take him to get through the first inning?
40 pitches. Yeah, 40 pitches. That pitch count got up there.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
And there were things – actually, I say it was boring. There were three things – in that game last night that pissed me off. Three things. One, Jake Meyers pulling up tentative at the wall in the first inning. on the double that kind of kept that inning going there. Myers had a chance. Now it would have been a hard catch. I don't know how many stars it would have been. Oh, that would have been a 4-star catch. It would have been a difficult catch, but it is a catch that Jake Myers is on the field to make. Like that's I'm assuming you're not going to be batting 300 by like June, Jake Myers.
You
are on the field to make that play, not pull up short of it and allow it to bounce off the wall. That kept the inning going. And then that opened the door to the 4-run first inning.
Listen.
Yeah.
Jake is out there. Look, Jake's bat is too valuable for him to be making plays in the outfield, Sean. That's what's going through Jake Myers' mind. Yeah. I'm Jake Hollywood Myers now.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
I'm never going back to Nebraska no more.
I'm the tallest of all these little people.
I can't risk my offensive production.
Yeah.
I'm a star.
Yeah. So that was number one.
Yeah.
Number two. In the seventh inning, I believe it. Well, I don't know if it was the seventh inning. I forget what inning it was, but they're down 4-0. No, seventh inning was when Brendan Rodgers hit the home run. It's at some point midway through the game. Cam Smith hits a leadoff double. So they're down 4-0.
I believe.
It's the third inning? Okay. So it was the third inning. So Cam Smith hits a leadoff double, and they've got runner on second, nobody out. Down 4-0. Up to the plate comes Jeremy Pena, who has been one of their better hitters. He came into the game hitting .281.
Yeah.
He decides to lay down just a horrific bunt right to the pitcher. And I don't know if he's bunting for a base hit or if he was playing small ball. I don't know what he was doing. It wound up being small ball because he got thrown out at first. Cam Smith moves over to third. Yippee. So I'm going, okay, well, at least if Jose Altuve puts the ball in play, then they're going to score a run. You know, just hit a fly ball, hit a ground ball to the opposite side, whatever. Cam Smith will be on the move. They're going to get a run. Jose Altuve decides to bunt. With a runner on third and one out, he decides to bunt, and he pops it up to the pitcher.
Oh, yeah.
What are we doing? Like, the nine-hole guy just got you the nine-hole guy just handed you a coupon. You got the nine-hole – your nine-hole hitter hit a leadoff double. That's house money, and your decision is to have your top two guys in the lineup bunt. I don't know if it was Joe Espada's decision or if this was brain fart Altuve, who, by the way, got caught stealing in the eighth inning – because he saw a ball roll away like 3 feet from the catcher, so he decided to go. He gets thrown out at second and short circuits that rally in the eighth inning. There was just, you know what? It wasn't all that boring last night. They did stupid things, and that at least kept me engaged in the game. There you go. I just, man, this team, I don't want to say I hate this team because I don't hate them. They're just empty to me. It's a big null set.
Look,
you know?
Even Brendan Rodgers, he hits his first home run of the year. He's had a few doubles before that. That's all the extra power he's had. And you're left in classic Astros fashion. Hey, don't worry, everybody. He's not hitting as many ground balls, and his exit velo has been good this year. Pay no attention to his 33% strikeout rate.
Yeah.
But he hits a home run there. And like, and this is, it's not Brendan Rodgers' fault. It's not like they broke the bank to pay Brendan Rodgers or anything. But I'm left wondering every time, like, all right, I mean, I can get this exact same performance out of Dubon, and I like him.
Yeah,
you know, defensively, they're about the same. And actually, Dubon's probably better defensively right now. So theoretically, Brendan Rodgers gives you more at the plate. But you also remember, most of his good stuff was done in Colorado at home.
Coors Field.
In his career. And that's, yeah.
Yeah. They both won gold gloves in their careers, Dubon and Brendan Rodgers, so there is that.
Yeah.
Text coming in on this Pickens trade.
They are, real quick, as far as the second base either experiment or just moving Altuve out to left field, they are a lot better defensively at second base this year, at the very least.
Oh, yeah.
Last year they were minus 11 in defensive runs saved at second base. This year they're plus one at least, for whatever that's worth.
There's a reason Altuve.
The problem is they hardly ever score more than 3 runs. That's the offensive side of it is that the Astros more often than not are not scoring 3 runs in a baseball
that's
game.
That's the OSHA sign in the factory for them right now is 21 out of 35 games, 3 runs or less.
Yeah.
That's the one we're keeping track of. Because it's
3 feels like you're in the upper middle class.
Well, I'll say this.
We're going to get a new car this year.
A 4-0 first inning deficit feels like you may as well go to bed. And now I'm being serious. Like, they give up a 4-0 lead in the first inning. And look, the stats bear out. A majority of the time with this team, that means it's curtains and the game is over. Someone's saying on the text page, just to take pleasure in Ryan Presley imploding in Chicago. I haven't been paying attention to the guy. it's hard not to pay attention to Bregman and Tucker. They're both having great seasons, but yeah,
I can't take pleasure in Presley. I get people wanting Harden to fail and fail miserably. Presley, I just don't get it. I don't understand the hatred for Ryan Presley.
We're up against it. The one thing I would say, 5 seconds, I would say just maybe the way he handled his demotion last year was a little emo. You know, like, hey, it happens, man. They found somebody better than you. And he was a little emo about it last year.
I think it's people who have had run-ins with Presley's mom on social media.
And that could be as well. That could be as well. Yeah. Yes, that's the baseball momster right there. All right. Hey, speaking of momsters, speaking of Rockets, what's the offseason going to look like? Rafael Stone and Ime Udoka met with the media yesterday. If you're somebody who is looking for a big move, a big trade coming in, Rafael Stone's got a big bucket of cold water for you. We'll have that for you coming up next.